Order, order.
Swimming pools, charter schools and new rules for schools in general all came up in bills to be passed before the House adjourns for a week, while in question time the opposition endeavoured to probe the real nature of two extremely sensitive relationships, one domestic and the other foreign. First to go on the grill was the relationship between the National-led government and one of its support parties, with this question from the Greens spokeswoman on social development, Jan Logie, for the Minister of Māori Development.
Does he support the government proposal to amend the provision of the Children, Young Persons and Their Families Act that requires, quote, wherever possible, the relationship between a child and a young person and their family, whānau, hapū and iwi, should be maintained and strengthened?
Jan Logie's question was answered for Te Uruua Flavel, who's also a co-leader of the Māori Party, by the Minister for Social Development, Anne Tolley.
On behalf of the Minister for Māori Development, I'm actively working with my ministerial colleagues to ensure that any new legislation or proposed reforms take account and have due regard for the rights of whānau, hapū and iwi, and will be widely consulted with iwi, hapū and whānau.
Mrs. Tolley had similar answers for Jan Logie's follow-up questions.
On behalf of the Minister for Māori Development, my officials and I provided a range of advice, including the need to protect whakapapa, working with my colleagues to ensure that both whakapapa and treaty rights are protected. I'm actively working with my ministerial colleagues to ensure that any new legislation or proposed reforms, what I can say on behalf of the Minister, is that he is absolutely committed to upholding the Treaty of Waitangi.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters got much the same response to this question, which he'd addressed to the Deputy Prime Minister, Bill English.
What justification or excuse does he have to cancel a meeting scheduled with two prominent Hong Kong pro-democracy figures this week?
That question was answered for Mr. English by his immediate junior, the third-ranked Cabinet Minister, Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Deputy Prime Minister, ministers from time to time, after considering advice, will decide not to progress previously scheduled meetings.
Mr. Brownlee continued to stonewall even after the New Zealand First Party leader pointed out that the two pro-democracy leaders had been invited to meet US Vice President Joe Biden and Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop.
Why weren't national ministers prepared to meet with them?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Deputy Prime Minister, I have no responsibility for the diaries of other foreign ministers.
Well, that's a slack answer. Supplementary question.
Order, order.
Just and, dreadful.
And the member's perfectly entitled to that opinion, but he doesn't need to share it with
fair
the House.
Fair enough, figure.
The Speaker, David Carter, then made no attempt to hide his opinion of the answer that the Minister of Health, Jonathan Coleman, gave to a question from his Labour shadow, Annette King.
Of course, there will always be a debate about what the right level of resourcing is. Otherwise, there wouldn't be anything for Mrs. King to do in Parliament. However, I'm well acquainted with that member's
order.
Gloomy...
Yep. And order.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. Well, that's not necessary, isn't it?
No, it's certainly not necessary. It's an answer that doesn't help the order of the House. But in itself, order, in itself, it's not... unparliamentary. There are no rules I can deal with. I'll deal with it another way.
The Speaker didn't elaborate, but it wasn't long before he had to intervene again, this time after Mr. Coleman's answer to this question from Labour's Sue Moroney.
Well, is there a link then between more than 1,000 resident doctors reporting being so fatigued they were worried about that clinical mistakes had been made and this massive increase in treatment injuries under his watch?
The Honourable Dr. Jonathan Coleman.
No more so than there's a link between the record majorities that members enjoy in every seat that Sue Moroney stands in.
Order, order, order. Order, that doesn't even attempt to address the question. Would the Minister now address the question?
Well, I said no.
Order. The public of New Zealand will judge the Minister's answer for themselves.
Finally, there was this question for the Minister of Education, Hekia Parata, from her New Zealand First Party shadow, Tracy Martin.
Kia ora, can she reassure the House that all subsequent partnership school sponsor trust contracts since the first tranche now include a clause that require all assets purchased with taxpayers' money to be returned to the Crown when or if a partnership school ceases to trade, for example, when a future New Zealand First-led government closes such a school?
The Honourable Hector Parata.
I was going to take that seriously for a minute. I can't confirm that.
I'm Tom Frewin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.